Hi, this is Daniel Garber of the Movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Spring Film Festival season continues in Toronto with Inside Out opening next week, followed by TJFF in June. But this week I'm looking at two new dramas, one from the US, the other from Italy. There's a fundamentalist young woman in Kentucky looking for love, and two men in the Italian Alps looking for the fundamentals of friendship. The Starling Girl, written and directed by Laurel Parmet. Jem Starling, played by Eliza Scanlon, is a 17-year-old girl in Kentucky, creative, pretty, and burgeoning with sexual urges. She lives in the Holy Grace Christian community under the strict guidance of her parents and Pastor Taylor. She directs her energy into dance, moving her body to express her true feelings. But the dance troupe is supervised every step of the way, and the slightest transgression, be it a visible bra strap or a hint of leg, is labeled selfish or worse, sinful. Too many sins and you get shipped off to the dreaded King's Valley. And they've all seen what happens to people sent there. Pastor Taylor and her parents believe it's time for courtship. That is, Jen spending time with the boy they choose, also from their families. They set it up, but it does not go well. Ben Taylor is immature, gawky, and socially inept. His idea of a good time is joking about chicken droppings. In any case, Jen has her eyes on the prize, Owen, played by Lewis Pullman. He's charismatic and tan, just back from Puerto Rico. He's into meditation more than scripture. The only problem is he's a Taylor too, the preacher's eldest son, and he's already married. They decide to meet on the sly. Their first few times are chaste and pure, but the two of them are ready to explode. "You're the only real person I've ever met, the only girl who I feel comfortable with," he says. And Jen is infatuated with him. They start sending text messages or passing little notes to set up secret rendezvous. But there are no secrets in a community this small. Everything leaks out eventually. Is Jen being manipulated by an older married man? Can Owen be trusted? And are they really in love? The Starling Girl is a young woman's coming-of-age drama about sexual frustration and awakening within a restrictive environment. This is filmmaker Laurel Parmet's first feature, and it's a doozy filled with passion, deceit, secrets, and lies. It's a powerful look through a young woman's eyes. I've never seen Eliza Scanlon before and just assumed she was discovered in a diner in Kentucky, but no, she's yet another Australian actor bursting onto the American scene, and she's totally convincing. I recommend this movie. The Eight Mountains, written and directed by Felix von Groningen and Charlotte van der Meersch, based on the novel Le Otto Montagna by Paolo Cognetti. It's the 1980s in Piedmont, Italy. Pietro is an 11-year-old boy who goes to school in Turin but spends his summers with his parents in a tiny mountain village. There he meets Bruno, also 11, who herds long-horned goats and milks cows in the village. They become instant best friends, playing, fighting, and swimming in the crystal-clear waters of an isolated alpine lake. Bruno even gives Pietro a new name, Piero, which is Pietro or stone in the local dialect. Though their moms are around, both of their fathers are rarely there. Bruno's dad does construction work in Switzerland, while Pietro's dad is a chemist at a huge plant in Turin. But he visits when he can. He loves the isolation and grandeur of the mountains and wants to impart his love of this on his son. He takes him out on hikes up the local peaks, recording each visit in a diary. Bruno soon joins their climbs when he's not apprenticing to make cheese, and their bonds strengthen each summer. But high school brings big changes. School is in the cities, not the villages, and it takes money. Pietro's parents offer to pay for Bruno to study in Turin. Pietro himself is offended by them, taking his best friend away from the mountains. "You'll ruin him," he says. In any case, Bruno's father won't allow it. He puts him to work full time, laying bricks at the age of 13. So Pietro drifts apart from his best friend and eventually breaks all ties with his family to discover himself. 15 years later, he returns to the village and rekindles his friendship with Bruno, but have they drifted too far apart? The Eight Mountains is a wonderful novelistic drama about friendship and life in the mountains. The story takes place over two decades, with each role played by three actors, child, adolescent, and adult, but mostly in the third. Luca Marinelli, he played the title role in Martin Eden, is excellent as an almost fragile or delicate writer who travels the world looking for his true home and the Eight Mountains of the title. He also narrates the film. Alessandro Borghi plays the adult Bruno, burly, bearded, and gruff, but filled with self-doubt and conflicting emotions. I don't speak Italian, but I could still enjoy the way the film plays with language and dialect, and it communicates literary concepts and foreshadowing without ever losing its deep emotional pull. The film is by the Belgian team of Felix van Groningen and Charlotte van der Meersch, and fits perfectly with their past films. It's quite long, 2.5 hours, with vivid natural scenery and American-style music. So if you're looking for a good, juicy drama, an epic drama about adult friendships, this is the one to see. Great movie. The Eight Mountains and The Starling Girl both open this weekend. Check your local listings. This is Daniel Garb of the Movies each Saturday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.